Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, this Monday, there's a brand new show called Blackout Chicago, where former traffic reporter Sarah Gindra and Jisook Lee will find dive bars around the city and see who gets wasted first. And they apparently black out. Is this what my interns gave me? Is this not
actually,
right?
I would tune into this show.
Yeah.
I can't believe they didn't pitch this.
I think they did their research on Sarah and myself.
This could air after Backstory on a late Saturday night. Blackout.
I need a leather jacket. Yes, this is all coming together.
All right. I want a trench coat.
A trench coat even. All right. Well, I'm telling you, I just read. It's Spotlight Chicago premiering Monday at 3 on WGN-TV. Sarah and G, how are ya?
We're good. We've been so busy getting ready. Monday we start 3:00 in the afternoon. So we've been out in the community shooting stories and we're ready. We're ready to get started. Yeah, we want to share it with you guys.
I bet. Here's what's really exciting. You know, there is so much local programming on Channel 9 on WGN-TV right now. It's really exciting. Like, it's been the most it has been in probably 50 years.
It's really cool because I feel like most stations are cutting back on, you know, local programming. And you said it right there. WGN is so committed to serving the community and the neighborhoods and to local programming. We're just so excited that they were willing to start up another one. And this is very cool to be part of a startup, especially in this type of environment. So
yeah,
we're great.
No question. And Sarah, you must be nice to sleep in like a normal human being.
Yes. It's really weird, though. Like, I'm just so used to being up at 2 a.m. And now I'm actually sitting in the traffic.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's so fun.
Here's what's funny. When I was doing late night radio, when I first started, people are like, there was other people who are like, oh, you get used to it. You never get used to it. Your body, your mind, your family, your partner, whatever it is.
Well, even going the other way. Yeah. People are like, oh, well, is it going to take a while to get used to not waking up at 2? No. It took like a day.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. See, now you don't have to have a Miller Lite at like 3 p.m. You could have it a little bit later, a little more a conscious hour.
Yes. This is why I took the job, you know.
No. I do.
It was so funny. We've been driving all over to the far suburbs. I mean, the other day we were driving back from Country Club Hills and Joliet as well. And Sarah goes, is this what people go through? I said, yeah, why do you think you had a job for the last decade? It's because you're saving lives when you're doing that traffic reporting.
Okay, but let me ask you this. Okay, so now you're driving all over the place.
Yeah.
Don't you have access to the copter, Sarah, after all this? Like, why
help
are you people
us
driving around? Yeah, exactly.
I know. I do feel like I can cut the time off of, like, your Google Maps by, like, 20 minutes taking little routes. But sometimes there's just no choice. Like, if you're in that Kennedy construction, you are in it. You know what I mean? Like, there's no getting around that.
I guess not. But, you know, you said you guys have been all over. It's going to be, like, home-based in historic Studio One at Bradley Place, but all over the city. So, Sarah, let's start with you. Like, what are some of the places that you've already kind of gone out and checked out?
Yeah, great question. So we've done a couple of different things. So one of the things we're doing is kind of like shooting pieces together with G and I, where we're trying things around the city and letting people know what's available out there for you, your kids, your friends. And then another thing we're doing is just highlighting local businesses and local people, which is so exciting too. You know, if you know anybody, this is our pitch. If you know anybody who's doing something great in their community, and we say even the little boy sitting on the corner selling lemonade and he's donating $5 of that to his school, we want to talk to them. We want to shine a light on these people.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. What are some of the places, G, that you visited or pitched already that you're going to try to go out there and see over the next couple of weeks?
Well, we're trying to do features on sort of overlooked, stories and businesses. And for one of them, it's an artist, a local artist who actually makes all of the plateware for many of the Michelin Award and, you know, James Beard Award winning restaurants in Chicago, which, of course, you know, everyone's raving about it. Everyone's addicted to the show, The Bear. You know, a lot of the plateware is part of the presentation and the meal. And he's a potter, and he makes a lot of the plates by hand.
Wow.
And gets commissioned for specialty plateware, too. That is, you know, he works with the chefs and they tell him exactly what they want. So that's an example of one. And then we're also, of course, talking to organizations, and whether, no matter how big or how grassroots or small, that are actually giving back to the communities too.
And I would think too, obviously, places to go, things to do that are interesting, that again, you might say have been overlooked, right?
Absolutely. And we're really focusing on positive stories. There's just a lot of wonderful things happening that people want to hear about that don't make the headlines. And so I think we're a place that's beyond just a traditional talk or lifestyle show. We want to be hyper local as possible. Of course, we've got a small crew, a small but mighty crew, but we are hoping that once we get started, we'll develop this sort of relationship with the viewer, and people will hear that we're actually interested in these little hidden gems, of whether they be people or businesses or places, and then that they'll give us that feedback so that we can actually go and pursue these wonderful stories.
You're going to see us get a little ridiculous, too.
Good.
Our first show, I mean, it's the day after the Bears game, right? The first Bears game.
Yeah.
So we got a Bears training session with Anthony Spice Adams.
Oh, that's cool.
At Soldier Field.
Wow.
And it went about as well as you'd imagine.
Yeah, fun. Oh, that's cool.
So we're going to pepper in some of that stuff, too. Yeah.
Let's just say that Sarah and I both had no idea how you put football pads and jerseys on. And we did it the wrong way.
Oh.
And it was just eye-opening. I mean, just getting the uniform on is enough hard work that now I'm like, oh, I understand why NFL players get paid so much.
Nice.
Right.
I love that. So here's the other thing, too. Like you mentioned, you had a small crew. Potash said he's got a massive team on Backstory. So
he does?
I don't know. No, he doesn't.
No, I'm just kidding.
I think it's him and a photographer.
Yeah,
so I can't remember.
We're going to go over to his mansion with his moat, and we're going to pull some of those people to our team.
Yeah, he'll love that.
Give them to us, Potash.
He'll love that. All right. So as you've been going out there and kind of exploring a little bit, because this obviously takes a great deal and a lot of depth of planning and trying to make everything, every show interesting and new, what place have you both each discovered separately that really surprised you? We'll start with you, Sarah.
So I just feel like I love the local places that are doing good. So one of the places I went was just a martial arts academy that helps disabled people, where it's an underserved community, and sometimes you age out of certain programs, but they'll serve anybody. And it's just so heartwarming to see when people have a home, have somewhere that they can call home. And I love those kinds of stories.
Cool, G.
I think for me, it's, you know, I'm going to be covering the restaurant and Food Beat, and it's a restaurant that's been kind of award-winning. Everyone's talking about it. It's called Thata, although it's oftentimes mispronounced as Thatu, but it's in Avondale, and it is a particular region of India, southern India cuisine from Kerala is the region, which is very tropical. So it's not your typical Indian food. There's no butter chicken or things like that. And the woman cooking it is Korean American from California. She's now in Chicago, and her husband is Indian, and she learned this cuisine from her husband's family. So, I think that's a true Chicago story, because Chicago is a city of neighborhoods and people that come from all over. And wow, that's how complex is that?
And now I'm hungry.
And now you're hungry. Yeah, it's been a long day, I'm sure.
Been a long day.
All right, so Spotlight Chicago premieres Monday at 3 with Sarah and G on WGN TV. Have fun with the new show. I actually have some ideas rolling in my head, and I'll email some stuff over to you.
Spotlight at WGNTV.com. Send us all your ideas.
Cool.
We want them all.
Pictures.
Everything. Yes.
I love it. Thanks, ladies. Have fun.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. All right. Much more ahead here on 720 WGN.